that pop up. There we go. All right. We'll call the order of the meeting of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee on February 11, 2022 at 11 a.m. Let me do a roll call. Munyon?
Here.
Hernandez?
Here.
Curls?
Here.
Perch?
Here.
Jungman?
Here.
Lavota is here. I don't know if we got the minutes out to you, so let me just read the minutes real quick, and then I'll entertain a motion for that. The meeting was called to order on February 8th at 3:30 p.m. The committee members in attendance were Ralph Munyon, Bobby Hernandez, Kiki Curls, Paul Jungman, Ruth Perch, and Phil Lavota. A quorum was present. Phil Lavota stated the audio recordings of reapportionment committee meetings are posted on the Jackson County website. There was a motion by Ralph Munyon to waive the reading and approve the minutes, seconded by Senator Curls. Unanimous motion passed. New business. The committee members discussed status of maps and reconfirmed a vote on Tuesday, February 15th. Unfinished business. Motion by Bobby Hernandez and seconded by Ralph Munyon to hold the next committee meeting on Friday, February 11th, 2022 at 11 a.m. via Zoom to be facilitated by county staff. Excuse me. The meeting to last no longer than 10 to 15 minutes. Unanimous vote and motion passed. Announcements. Phil Lavota complimented committee members on achieving the goal of creating boundaries that were fair to the citizens of Jackson County, regardless of partisanship. Caleb Clifford, chief of staff, reported Jay Hayden, deputy county counselor, had advised to include maps of the meeting agenda when the vote is scheduled. Phil Lavota requested an email from the county council's office to both co-chairs on the publication of maps prior to the committee's vote. Motion by Ralph Munyon to adjourn, seconded by Curls. Unanimous motion passed. The meeting was adjourned at 3:45 p.m. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes as read.
I move that they be approved as written.
There's a motion. I have a second.
Second.
The like second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. That'll get us into the business. Like I had talked about, we talked about last meeting, this is just going to be a check-in meeting today. Not long, just to kind of keep us all on task and everybody to keep at it with these maps. I've talked to several of us offline, and I know everybody's working on that. I have a map that I need to send over to Ralph this morning that I had talked about, and we've been going back and forth. And that's really all that I have on our agenda this morning. Anything from anybody else? Besides the fact that we're going to be sharing maps and working on this over the weekend.
I just say, if anybody has any input this weekend, Phil and I are going to be before the Super Bowl. Phil and I are going to be on call. So
you bet.
If you have any input or whatever.
Our goal still is to have, and let me do that now. Let me get a motion for our next meeting to get that scheduled. Can I have a motion to have our next meeting on Tuesday, February 15th at 3:30, if that still works for everybody. Senator Curls, is that good for you down in Jeff City on 3:30?
Yes, I think 3:30 will be okay.
I'm going to take
Mr. Co-Chair, I may, a point of information. Council to the county said that we do have to publish this map before, give some form of notice, public notice before we vote on it, is my understanding.
Yeah.
And we can do that Monday, but it's cutting it pretty close. A, for anybody that wants to look at it, it's not in our, you know, on the committee. And I don't want to push it off, but a thought occurred to me, should we push it off to Wednesday at 3:30?
Well, just a thought. I'll tell you my thoughts. I think that the county council has give us advice to err on the side of caution that as a public notice meeting of open records, if we have something that all of us have looked at that we anticipate voting on that Tuesday, we should post it. I'm not sure that we're there yet. And I don't know that we have agreed to it. I think over the weekend, if we have found a consensus by Monday, I'm comfortable with an email between all of us then requesting the county to publicize that if we think we have a tentative consensus vote. I don't think we need to start posting a bunch of maps that we're not even sure that we're voting on. I don't want to have 10 different maps out there posted in the public, like, wait, where are these people at? So to your point, I think you're right. So what I would ask of the committee members, if you would allow us two co-chairs to kind of feel where we are by Sunday or Monday, and then get back to you guys. And if we think we have a consensus on a map we're going to vote on, then to get with the county, get it published for that meeting by Tuesday. If not, I think we do have to maybe move the meeting back to Wednesday. What are your thoughts about that? Does that kind of address your concerns, Ralph?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a very, very good thought. Yes.
So what we'll do is Ralph and I will kind of get together, make sure Monday morning where we are. And if it's something that we're close enough that we think we need to call for a vote, we'll get with the county, get that on board, so the public has an opportunity to look at that 24 hours before the vote. That fair? Okay.
So I have a question. So you and Ralph will get together probably, I would assume, maybe tomorrow, since Sunday's obviously the Super Bowl. We are still trying to fine tune, make a few adjustments, I think, to a map. I need to get with Bobby today and this evening, and then probably into tomorrow morning, potentially. So I'm thinking this through as we're saying this. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the time frame here. So then we will try to, I'll kind of get with Bobby and see what we can come up with tonight so that we can share it with you by tomorrow morning, or tonight, actually, I think maybe is the goal. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think if you still work, I think after this meeting, Ralph and I are going to get together, look at our schedules offline, and just probably pencil in a meeting so we have a time frame of when we're going to get together. And then as we keep developing maps and moving a block here or there or whatever people are looking at, we'll have that. I know you'll be working in post haste to get that done.
Senator. Right, of course, I am. Okay.
That sounds like a good. I don't think I need a motion to do that. We're kind of discussing progress, but kind of how we'll move forward over the weekend.
Okay. For me, that sounds good.
And then since you brought that up, Senator, I'm going to take that as a motion that we meet Tuesday, February 15th at 3:30. So let me have a second for that motion.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Our meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 15th at 3:30. If things change, we're developing differently, we need to change anything, we'll do that. Under the Sunshine Law, we have to give notice 24 hours of our meetings, and we'll make sure we follow the law with that. But we've done that so far with our Tuesday meeting, and we can make changes if we need to. All right. So we are.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'd like to ask one question of Ralph. Is there a certain time period for which the map has to be posted, or is it 24 hours, or does it not specify a time?
I don't have the county attorney's memo in front of me, but I thought it had to be posted before the meeting. Thinking if you posted it, 2 hours before the meeting, any outsider or citizen of the county looking at it would go, well, that's not really notice. That's kind of fake notice,
Of course.
So 24 hours at least, I would think. But 24 hours, for lack of a hard number, is probably a good starting point.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
That's basically our committee's decision. Under the open records, there is no requirement at all for us to post any map. We could vote the map today and be done. What we're doing is err on the side of caution. So we are making that decision to be open about that. And if we say 24 hours, then this committee's making it and making that decision. So if that's a consensus of what we want to do, then right now that sounds like that's what we're looking at, trying to get it 24 hours before a vote. Is that what I'm hearing from everybody? Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Lavoda, if I could, this is Marciana Smith in the county executive's office. I'm in a box. Hopefully you can see and hear me. I'm usually in here with Caleb Clifford, chief of staff. I did want to introduce, we do have our county counselor here, Brian Kavinsky, next to me.
How do you spell that? My records is Byron. Is it Byron? Or Brian? Mr. Kavinsky, good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Chairman? Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Very good.
So just in case you guys had any additional clarification or needed any more legal advice, he is here when Mr. Hayden is not able to be here today.
Mr. Kavinsky, your staff has been very good. We've really appreciated the help from the county and especially from the county counselor's office and giving us advice and direction. And we like free advice of this committee, so we appreciate that.
No problem. It sounds like you are on top of it already, just from what I've heard. So
we are sure hoping we are. But so thank you for your help. And thank you for bringing Mr. Kavinsky to the meeting, too. That'll take us to unfinished business, what I think is just as we're moving along, talking about maps and seeing none of that. How about announcements? Anybody have any announcements or anything before we move forward? And I told you guys this wouldn't be longer than 10 or 15 minutes. So we're getting to 15 minutes. We're still plugging along. This is the tough part of this is finalizing these maps, but we're getting there. So let's keep moving forward as we're doing. And if you have any questions, grab an email, grab a phone, and let's see if we can wrap this up this weekend. So with that, if anything else, anybody has anything else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I moved.
Second.
Second. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned. Meeting, next meeting is Tuesday, February 15th, unless something changes. So have a great weekend and keep working on it.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.